on like 2 hours sleep, maybe.
What?
Worked for 10 hours and drank like 5 of them. So get your editing gear ready.
Well, you were pounding beers at work?
No, just a couple wine shots. I really drink.
Oh, okay.
Wine shot here, wine shot.
Yeah. I used to drink at work all the fucking time.
So, oh, no. I was up talking to my sister last night fucking forever in the morning, and then bed and talked to the wife for like till it's daylight, and I'm like, I gotta get to sleep because daylight means I gotta in like an hour or two.
You work a lot. You work long hours. Sucks.
He works in a kitchen, so I mean, yeah, like, man.
10 today, sucks. And I was late an hour. Fuck it, I don't want to go in. Gotta go in. I'm taking you. Not taking you.
Oh, that sucks.
10 hours instead of 11.
Well, at least you got to talk to your sister, and
yeah, she almost came over, Stacey.
Yeah.
Tonight, almost. Last night we were, it was like you and I drunkenly making plans.
Yeah.
And then forgetting about them the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So I reminded her, I was like, should I ask Tom and them guys if we should pick you up? And she's like, fuck. I got a lot of shit to do for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Easter.
Yeah. What are you going
to
do?
And you know what? Shame on her anyway, because she knows you have to work. She don't have to work.
Right. You know? No.
I knew what wasn't going through. That's why I texted her before I just showed up. We should have just showed up at her house. Like, you ready? I told you around 8 o'clock.
Just pull up with her. Right? Oh, yeah. Blast.
No, she's probably still late in bed.
I hate Easter.
Like three.
You don't like Easter?
Whoa. I do not like
Stop
Easter.
Stop the presses. What's wrong with Easter?
Well, because like it seems like
His
every Easter
comes back.
Something horrible happens to me.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
the first time it happened was when I was 19. I was a student at Bowling Green University.
I remember.
And we ate a bunch of shrooms, and it was the first time I'd ever eaten shrooms, and I convinced myself that I was dying.
Is that when you went to the hospital?
Exactly.
I remember that night. I was there that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. That's
it
always
was,
good.
It was not
too.
A pleasant memory. And then it just seems like there's been so many night before Easter's that just weird, bad shit happens.
Yeah.
That I don't like Easter. Hmm. It's Pavlovian, you know?
Yeah, but if it's not that Pavlovian if you consciously know.
Well, I guess that's true.
So you can choose to elevate yourself and
I could
embrace Easter.
I could, but I don't want to because it's a stupid holiday anyway.
Embrace Easter with open arms.
It is kind of lame. I mean, if you had to rank all the mascots.
It's a crucifixion joke.
Which is it? A fucking rabbit with eggs and candy or Jesus coming back from the dead? Which one?
Both.
Which is it?
Both.
Zombie Jesus.
It's Jesus riding a rabbit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, we have a special guest, Peanut Gallery, Mark Cepeda, in the house.
So, hi, Mark.
Hey. That's all right. We like to have special guests.
Oh,
takes the pressure
sure.
off. No, if you had to rank the mascots of each holiday, how would you rank them?
Oh, well, what's Santa Claus rules all.
Yeah.
What's Halloween's mascot like a jack?
No. What is Halloween's mascot?
Ghosts.
Michael Myers.
Ghosts. Scary things.
I mean, ghosts. Are
anything
the most
spooky, like a
common
of
thing.
The boogeyman. Maybe.
The boogeyman. Maybe. Oogie boogie.
No, no, not that boogeyman. It was called Samhain.
Yeah.
I can never pronounce it. It looks like Samhain.
Yeah.
When it's written, but it's
that's
a,
how I would pronounce it. But
it
I don't
was
know,
a,
for sure
Celtic. Holiday, as far as I remember.
Pagan holiday.
Right. Which makes fucking sense. Yeah.
So it looks like it's passing out whiskey.
Well, they passed out treats. They passed out.
Right.
Like, it was a whole process where, if I'm not mistaken, the children or even the adults would go from place to place and get these treats, you know. It probably was like milk curds or something.
Milk curds.
Well, it was, this was 2,000
some
years
sod
ago.
For your roof and shit.
Jesus, yeah, a stick. A
fucking section of apple.
An interesting looking stick. A forked stick.
Yes.
I've never seen a stick like that. Stick. Yeah. That's all it was. Interesting looking pieces of wood that they find on the ground. Yes. Like, oh, you shouldn't have. That's all they had.
A very smooth stone.
Have you seen how smooth the stone Scrimshaw. Is?
What was it? Scrimshaw.
Scrimshaw. Oh, okay. Yeah. There. See? Mm hmm. Little, like, whittling. Like,
What was candy back then?
Fuck.
Candy? What was candy?
You had to fight bees for honey or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. There weren't any breath.
They didn't have sugar cane up there.
Maybe yams.
Well, the pirates did. They made rum out of it.
Yeah. Sugar? Yeah, the Celts don't. They still don't have fucking sugar. I got news for you. Jesus Christ. Or salt. That never made it up there either.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
Or seasonal charts.
Yeah. Or sobriety.
Oh. Woo.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if I had to rank them, I would, I mean, I guess.
Santa Claus can be badass in certain,
yeah.
Certain media and stuff. Like, I think Marvel and DC both did badass.
What, like a superhero Santa Claus?
Yeah, that's.
Do you ever, I'm pretty do you guys sure remember he's in their books. When.
Is he still fat?
I don't know. I've never read him, but I've seen online people talking about Santa Claus being like. Muscly.
I was going to say, if he's muscular.
Batman or super.
He's got to be jolly.
Did you guys ever see Kiss Save Santa?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was a fantastic
Speaking
movie.
Of Kiss, remind me of something to bring that up later. Or whoever. Or you, for that matter. You're sober.
I'll try and remember.
Wait, wasn't that just a Family Guy thing?
What's that?
That was just a Family Guy thing.
No, it wasn't. No.
They really did it a cartoon?
They really, yeah.
Wow. No, I've seen Kiss versus Phantom of the Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where they're at like
I believe
a.
You. Why don't you believe me?
Because I've only seen it on Family Guy.
Well, at any rate, I can imagine that would be a marketable thing in like 1982 or something, right? So let's just pretend,
but
I guess.
Actually, have you seen The Easter Bunny Hates You, which I need to show that to Rev.
No. And why would you want to show that to your
hilarious. Child? It's an old-ass YouTube video, and it's like The Easter Bunny Hates You, and it's just The Easter Bunny fucking people up with a baseball bat.
Remember when I told
and
you
And he
guys?
Like does that all the time. He's like...
Oh, he points at people?
He points at people and just fucking goes and fucking wails at it. It's hilarious.
You remember that fucking... I'll send it to you later. Nice. You remember that crazy fucking movie that I told you about with the gigantic rabbit that goes around killing people and raping people?
Yeah. Wasn't there SpaghettiOs involved or something?
Yeah. It was.
Right. Beefaroni.
Beefaroni. That's right.
That's Beefaroni. Right. Yeah.
I don't remember this.
It was a Lost episode.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the fucking DVD box set.
It'll be on our, for our Patreon.
Yeah, whatever it is, you know. Yeah. So I guess that rabbit was pretty scary.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean. Funny little fact about
Santa Claus. Mark has a fact about Santa Claus. It equals 666. Oh. English Sumerian. Oh, shit. So,
and also, it's a. Was called
anagram
for
Satan Claus.
Satan Claus.
I would say Santa. Andy. Santa has to. He's probably the best. He'd have to rank top. Easter Bunny's way down, I think.
Well, yeah, and
fuck the Easter Bunny.
I would say, you know, like
a leprechaun.
Yeah, the fighting Irish.
Leprechaun, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fucking leprechaun.
I mean, leprechauns are cool, but he doesn't really do anything.
Well, he can grant wishes.
Dude, leprechaun that's goes to the hood and awesome. Kills people. With
plus they have,
yeah,
plus
that's
they
true.
Have giant that pots fork? Of gold.
Yeah, but they don't.
They're rich, bitch.
When's the last time that a leprechaun gave you anything?
They're tricksy
well, no,
little.
They're always trick. Yeah, they yeah. always trick you. See? They're bastards.
If yeah, but like.
Can't get their lucky charms or nothing. Always no. fucking
yeah
tempting you and running away and
Yeah, the sea. But they're cooler than the fucking rabbit. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, definitely. At least they... At least they're doing something.
Yeah.
The fuck the rabbit.
Never watched Thanksgiving, but...
I want to give you eggs, you know, but I'm going to hide them.
Yeah. You know what's funny? So this last weekend, we did Easter out at my niece's... My mother and father-in-law...
Okay.
...had a Easter for their grandkid, my niece, because there was like a... custody thing. They couldn't do Easter at the right moment. Anyway.
Hey, wait. Yeah. Are you just sober for Lent?
No.
Lent's about to be over.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He said it's been about a month.
It started off that way. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was planned that way. Right. Yeah.
I'm just fucking with you. I just.
Anyway, this motherfucker already interrupting.
Well, what are you going to do?
I know. Anyway, so we're over there. Yeah. Jesus.
Where? Oh, that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be great.
He hasn't rolled the rock open.
He's just chilling right now. He's awake, right? Or no. Well, I don't know. Yeah, maybe he's just reading a magazine.
He's rolling, all his eggs in his basket rolling around in his sleep right now.
Oh, okay.
He's just rolling around because
he's waiting for the Easter bunny to come to his tomb. Them.
There's probably a rat chewing on one of his toes. He was in a cave, man.
Yeah, that's true. Hey,
so
been a caveman.
Maybe he's getting some ass. Man. He could be getting, you know, like he's sneaking.
You think
somebody
he woke up and he just was like, "I'm horny. I'm gonna go fuck something."
Well, you know what? He's God, right? So he could just snap his fingers and bam. Yeah,
I don't think.
Well,
that's
he's
how
got
it works,
the
but...
stigmata also, so he can bang his own hand. Like he can masturbate like none of us can.
Oh, okay. All right, that was really
handy.
We have to go over the line at least once every episode. So,
oh, that we've not yet begun. Yeah,
where's the line?
Yeah, yeah, really. I think the last one we talked about some. I won't even repeat it just in case. Yeah.
But you don't have to edit it out again.
No, I left it in.
You gotta leave it in.
There was just something about, you know.
Leave it in and just vibrate a little bit.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, if you had holes in your hand, you wouldn't try to fuck it.
Depends.
No!
It hurts.
Jesus.
If you were like a masochist, maybe. That would
yeah.
Not like open wounds, but like a hole that
I mean,
your cock would fit through.
I mean, if that's what I wanted, I could stab my hand.
It was a 9-inch nail. It should be able to fit your cock.
I guess.
Yeah, but the circumference, the radius. Probably
no, it's
big.
Not right. It's yeah. not.
Stretch a little bit.
How small? Yeah. I know your dick isn't small, so I don't even understand what you're talking about.
It was a 9-inch nail. It was like a railroad spike, dude.
A 9-inch nail.
That's where they got the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be a pretty decent sized hole, and you just stretch a little. It might like a little bit.
It would not hurt a little bit. It would be excruciating.
Well, it also depends how long ago you got your hand pierced. Well, not to mention, wait a minute. He would not have his fucking, because he did that. Oh, wait, no, he would.
Right,
because he came back. Yeah.
3 days later.
All right, you got a point. Yeah. All right. Sorry.
It'd probably still be bleeding.
That's okay.
They took him down.
But then you got like wine going all over your cock because your blood is wine.
He can turn blood into Jergens. He's fucking God. Come on. You know, if that's what he wants to do.
Is that your brand of choice?
Jerk. No, I just.
I raw dog it, dude. I haven't used lube in so long.
No. No, I wouldn't use lube. Definitely not. You need a good grip. You know? I mean, it depends. If it, in the shower, clearly you can't have a nice grip.
Oh, dude. Conditioner.
Conditioner.
That's where
water,
it's at.
Yeah.
Thank you, Keith.
Keith Cadell.
For telling us that.
I guess we shouldn't say last names. Keith, who will.
Probably in prison.
He would love this. He was.
Big 13-year-old.
What? Oh, and Mark wants to know if the Wu-Tang song Conditioner is about jerking off with conditioner. It could be.
I don't know. Have you ever tried it with conditioner, though?
Ask
in the shower?
Ask Rita.
It's the best.
It is fucking.
I can't. I
but
can't
you can only
lie.
Do it in the shower because you can't like get caught with a bottle of conditioner by your bedside or whatever. And that, plus, you need the water.
You need the water. You got to have the water.
Yeah. Well, you don't need the water.
I mean, he can spit on your conditioner.
Dry on your dick and be all crusty and shit.
What? It's conditioner?
Yeah.
It's silky. You can barely get that shit out of your hair.
Because you got the water in there.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Have you ever tried it outside of the shower? I think it would get tacky.
Yeah.
It would get tacky.
Okay.
I don't even know if spit would help. Maybe. I'm gonna do.
You know what I like to do? I just get that fucking stick'em that they put on wide receivers' gloves. That's the kind of grip I want. Jesus Christ!
You ever watch those videos?
Grab it with the left hand and punch it with the right.
That's
hand.
Right.
You ever watch those anal like videos where they got the stick'em gloves and the ass cheeks hurt and stuff?
Oh God, no!
There's a whole thing about it. I forget. I think it's Bang Bros or something. One of them boring ass.
Right on.
Bang Bros
with the real like porn stars that are boring.
How did we get? I didn't even get to finish my delightful fucking story.
We always go to dick and butt.
Oh God, we're you're not supposed to go dick to butt.
No, when I was
homophobic or not homophobic, homoerotic, homophobic, homo anything,
homo
podcast,
yes,
in the world, homologist.
Yeah.
We're I was going to say, I've never seen Thanksgiving. Have any of you seen Thanksgiving?
Oh, turkey. The turkey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
I've never watched it, but he could be pretty badass. I've never seen that movie.
I mean, it doesn't have to be badass. That's not the ranking. It's not like who would win.
Is the coolest, do you think?
Just the best, because like Santa Claus gives you shit. So he's number one.
Oh, the best. So there's an Easter Bunny, but he only gives you candy. He doesn't give you Transformers.
He gets you that fucking Dollar General shit you don't even give a fuck about. Yeah.
Not shit, my dude's getting some fucking nice Pokemon shit this year from the Easter Bunny. So, well, y'all are talking.
Well, yeah, but you live in a nice suburb, but you don't count.
How many white picket fences did I count?
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Your neighborhood.
Get your life together. You could be my neighbor.
and the obnoxious thing.
Like I'll ever get my life together.
Right. Yeah. Too late.
I'd let you be my neighbor.
The obnoxious thing about those fucking picket fences, those white picket, it's like they are blatantly there to be like, haha, like a joke. You know what I mean? It's like tongue in cheek.
I didn't even realize.
In or out.
No.
Still. Tim pointed out how many picket fences were in my neighborhood. I'm like, hell no.
They're having a little
I was
fun.
Actually complimenting you at the time.
Oh, I know.
But I thought it was cool that you were lived in such a nice neighborhood.
Because
I love you.
Anyway. So
Valentine's Day is bullshit. There's no mascot.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, Cupid. But Cupid, though.
Cupid.
He's got a nice little butt. And he might be able to kill Santa
from afar.
This is not a death match. Jesus.
I keep taking it that way, too. Like,
you guys go right to like some sort of, they're going to physically fight each other.
I thought that's what you were asking at first. Seriously.
No, I'm just saying, who's the coolest mascot?
No. Okay.
And why?
Who's the coolest?
Yeah.
I got a
fight. Oh, like Smash Brothers. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Mark thinks they should make a fighting game with all these characters.
You could even like put all the old gods in there, like Thor versus fucking Santa,
right?
Or like you know,
Krampus.
Yeah,
actually, fuck Santa, Krampus for Christmas.
You have to unlock Krampus though.
he's DLC.
Yeah, you don't get him right away. He's too cool.
Are you guys still working on that game that you wanted me to write for?
Well, it sounds like he might learn how to code and stuff, so who knows? He's got a lot of free time.
Okay.
I'm still interested in doing
your
it.
Job or something?
No. No. He lost his fucking mind. Is what he lost.
So you're just taking some time off?
No, I'm
he lost his
he's done.
Thing that takes up all his time.
Sorry, man.
It's not a bad thing.
Stop drinking. Sober. I'm gonna be a month sober.
Oh well, congratulations.
Yeah,
I am proud of you.
That's awesome. I'm proud of you too.
I'm proud of. I'm very proud.
Something
awesome.
I can't seem to be able to.
I might need to start going to meetings with you.
All right, we should do a meeting here.
Yeah, we could.
I mean, it
can
only
I bring
takes
beer.
Ouch! Jesus. Yeah, I've been drunk at several.
I'll drink shitty
meetings, so.
How was the coffee at Harrisburg?
It's
They all have the
same coffee pot. So, they just pass it around. Yeah, it's
at AA coffee.
Dude, is Idle Time still open? They used to have badass burgers and fries there.
Yeah. It was by their slave labor.
Guess what? Guess what? I was that slave labor for 3 months.
That's right.
Yeah. When I got out of jail.
Yeah.
I think we already talked about this, actually. But
yeah, that's right.
Because
yeah,
I said how we would go out of the bar and go get cheeseburgers there. They were good as fuck.
Yeah.
We always loved that when really drunk guys would come in. Just perfect.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Of course.
I'm forcibly sober.
And cooking
or
for them.
Go back to prison.
Yeah.
And it's like fucking.
Yeah. Look at you guys. You look like you're having a lot of fun.
Right. Yeah.
Here, have a cheeseburger.
I still made bitchin' cheeseburgers.
I'm sure.
Oh, they're good as fuck.
You know what's funny is I bet right around the same time you both were making cheeseburgers on that same street.
Same street, Genesee.
up and down the street a bit, you know?
What about 2011?
Oh, no. You were way gone by then. Yeah. Damn, I forgot it. But then again, I also forget that I'm 44 years old, so that's probably the problem, not so much. Yeah. Like, fuck. Anyway.
I'll be 46 next month.
That's what I was about to say.
That's right.
He is going to be 46 on the 25th. I'm going to be 45 on the 22nd.
Oh, we're the same age right now.
So we need to fucking have some kind of a party.
Oh, okay.
Not necessarily on either. Actually, the 25th, I can't. I actually have a sleep study I have to do because I stop choking in my sleep.
Yeah.
But
sleep apnea.
Exactly, yeah. Hmm. But
Aaron's choking him in his sleep. <It's> He keeps waking up.
She's like, "Oh, you probably have sleep apnea." I have no idea. You fucking sorry, Mick. You fucker.
I was thinking we could have like I don't know like a fire at your house,
circle or jerk or something.
You know, just do circle jerk and
balloons. Tom's gotta suck us both off because he's the youngest. And then you gotta suck me off because you're younger than me.
Whoa.
Well, yeah.
What's your refractory time?
He's gonna
time?
Suck you off first, so it won't be so bad for me. Or maybe it'll be
worse. It'll be worse. Are you kidding?
It'll be worse, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I already came in Tom's mouth, so.
I'm going first.
Now look at us fighting over who gets to suck off JR first.
Have like a little banquet style thing. Like
actually, if we do something, I'd like to do a.
Can we have a burger station?
Okay.
Like do sliders and have just every topping you could imagine for your burger.
If you want to do that.
Every topping I can imagine? Really? That's a mighty bold statement.
A lot of toppings that I can afford or we can afford.
Okay.
Truffles?
Do you want me to bring like some potato salad or something?
Or just throw down, I don't know.
Saffron?
Throw down what? Oh, I still owe you money.
Yeah,
I don't have it.
That's all right. I'm a beat it out of you later. Don't worry. It's all right.
I'll have it next week.
That's fine. Just get me whenever. Yep. Okay.
I don't know. I'm probably busy that weekend.
The 24th. The 24th. Me and Mark are going to be.
24th is a two.
We're going to be in Michigan for Deftones.
Cool.
Finally.
We'll see.
I was gonna say, we'll see.
Why you think they might cancel?
They canceled 3 times.
And numbers are going up again.
God, that would just be our fucking luck.
Jesus.
You know, it seriously, I could see this happening for the rest of our lives. Or I should say for the rest of Chino's life or whoever. Like just calamity after calamity.
You seriously, you've been to see a Deftones show 3 times and they've canceled all 3 times.
Same show
canceled 3 times.
Same tour.
Over a month or
like over years. It's been 3 years since we bought the tickets.
Oh, you got to be shitting me.
No, dude.
Wow.
They were supposed to play in May or no, summer probably.
What the fuck's their deal?
COVID. Like everybody.
Their own summer?
Oh. Well, not everyone canceled everything.
Well, no, but certain bands.
I mean,
like,
I guess
really
Ted Nugent still played. Yeah, I couldn't keep him down. That guy.
Like I said, I had COVID, and I still don't have my sense of smell back.
Yeah.
So I believe it was real, but
yeah,
fucking can't make that stop everything.
Well, we did.
Stupid. We did. I know we did. It was dumb. It was dumb as fuck.
We didn't see that same. Actually, we have tickets. We're going to also see Rage Against the Machine in spring of next year, I guess. Yeah. Maybe. unless Putin destroys the world with a nuclear weapon.
Oh, is that what he's doing now?
I don't know. Who fucking cares what he's doing? Fuck him.
Invading the country and invading the country.
I love
the Jell-O pudding pop.
Invading.
That's Tim's news. We should go to Tim for the news every episode.
So Tim, what's going on, man?
What's going on in the world these days?
Well, the Middle East and some other places, and he's a world leader, and the pudding pop.
You know what? So. That'd be a good segment. We just ask you what's going on, and you just make shit up that is possible. You know what I mean?
I bet you can pull up anything that happened when you were younger and paying attention to shit.
Yeah.
And it'd probably still be true.
Yeah. Just be like, fucking, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to think of somebody who's topical.
Nancy Pelosi.
Died this week.
Nancy Pelosi died this week.
Oh, damn time.
She
choked.
At least Gilbert Gottfried didn't.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, rip fucking Gilbert Gottfried for sure. Good man. Annoying voice.
I don't know about Iago. I didn't.
Yeah, he was Iago, the parrot.
His fucking voice is
Affleck.
Oh, Jesus.
Affleck.
What was the joke he got kicked off of there for? He made a very untimely joke.
About?
Oh, like on stage or something?
About some disaster just happened and he made a joke about it and Affleck canceled him.
So he really was the Affleck guy?
Yeah, at first.
I didn't even know that. I didn't know that.
I mean.
Not the Affleck guy, the Affleck duck.
If you.
Yeah.
Think about this. This just occurred to me.
The corkscrew penis, if you guys pay attention. Oh,
yeah. That's a few episodes back, folks, if you want to check out Rapey Ducks.
Rapey Ducks.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't believe me.
Yeah, it just came out this week, actually. Now, think about this. It just occurred to me when you said that. So he was the Affleck guy. Tim didn't know it, but you probably thought to yourself, geez, that sounds a lot like Gilbert Gottfried.
Yes.
Now, why would they pay Gilbert Gottfried money when they could just have fucking Tim do it?
He is one of the easiest voices to do.
And all he's doing is going, I'll do it for
$150. He's a personality, though, and he's...
No, you're right.
They wouldn't be like, oh, Tom Wilson, let's get that guy. Like, let's get Gilbert Gottfried.
All right, listen, number one, you don't know that.
Those insurance companies that have the money to advertise like that spend all their money for advertisement and shit. That's how you know they're ripping you off.
Yeah, right?
You're not wrong there, I guess. I'm just saying they could save a few dollars and just get an intern to fucking do it.
Yes, they could.
You know, that's all I'm saying. You think Gilbert Gottfried would sue them at that point? Because it's not like
he wouldn't have a leg to stand on.
I mean, he don't anymore.
Do you think?
I mean, he's got a leg, but he's not standing.
Mark, where's the rim shot?
I meant to tell you to be ready for this.
I thought that's why he was over there.
Oh, he's looking.
Mark's sitting at the drum set, but he's not prepared for doing rim shots for these jokes.
Just rim jobs.
He's like, nobody jobs, told yes. me.
Obi. Lapping up last sphincter.
It would be. I bet. I wouldn't be surprised if he tried to. Well, not because he's an asshole. Well, I mean, he's dead, so he can't do anything now anyway. Besides, lay there, I guess, or whatever, and decompose that too.
Yes,
but
or shift slightly in the wind.
Maybe they'll put him in a fucking Stalin chamber.
Or if you're of this. Believe he could also be haunting people.
Yeah, I hope he is.
With that dude, fucking voice.
I want Gilbert awesome. Gottfried to haunt me.
No, you say that now.
And Emily, yeah.
No.
We can trade off. I'll take him one weekend, you take him another.
Like, we got partial custody of Gilbert Gottfried's ghost.
Yes, yes. That would be awesome. Because of too much of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see what Tom's saying.
I was going to say.
No. If he was, I would never be lonely again. I would never try to call you in the middle of the night. I would just talk with Gilbert Gottfried's ghost. And I'm sure, like...
Exactly.
It'd be great, dude. I would love that. He's hilarious.
Yes,
he is.
I would
is
ask
he
him.
Is he dead?
He passed away last week.
Yes. Did I ask that already?
No. It was just funny because you don't know who died, and that's the whole.
Yes. Oh yeah, we were riffing on Nancy Pelosi, who is still alive.
Who is actually still alive, as far as we know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, I would rape her.
Jesus Christ!
Not till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like the day before Easter. Is it like the purge and shit? Because Jesus ain't back yet.
That's right.
It just seems like she's the type of bitch that deserves it.
Well, yeah,
I think she would kind of like it.
And she's hot.
What? Do you know who we're talking about?
Nancy Pelosi,
the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Got big teeth, no. But I'd bang her.
I'm thinking of
Nancy Kerrigan or something. I would totally bang Nancy Pelosi. I ain't gonna lie.
Wait.
I'm thinking of that hot blonde. Yeah,
and I love how right away you're like, "Oh fuck you, I'd fuck her." It's like, okay.
Like I said, she's got big teeth and she's weird looking, but
she's 80 years old.
Okay, no, I was not thinking of the right person.
She's got experience.
I was thinking of the Republican, like the right wing chick that's like on the news. She's blonde.
Oh, gross. Like any bitch on Fox News, basically.
The horse.
She's been around for a while.
She's on.
Her name was Nancy.
Oh, Nancy fucking. Oh, yeah. I know you're talking about Nancy Grace.
Maybe that's.
Lewan?
Is she ugly too?
Yeah.
No, this chick is hot.
No, she's. I know
no,
you're.
I'm the person I'm thinking of is hot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I don't know who the fuck I'm talking about.
So I think I know who you're talking about.
I'm going to retreat.
Is she a horrible, horrible person?
She's a horrible, horrible person.
Yeah, that's. I know who you're talking
about.
But
she's also blonde and hot.
Nancy Grace.
She's like it's not Nancy Grace.
Nancy something like that. Ain't it?
It's Nan- I,
where's our...
Sworn it's Nancy. It's not Nancy Grace, I'm saying. It can't be, because if so...
What?
No.
That's nasty.
That's who he's talking about. Yeah.
I don't think I am.
Dude, where's our research department? Ow! Where the fuck is our research department at?
Tim's about to talk to his phone.
Yeah. I think it's Nancy Grace, isn't it?
Talking about the new younger people that are fucking those QAnon bitches.
No, she's like a horrible, horrible fucking hag.
Oh, I know who Nancy Grace is.
Oh, so I was right.
But she's like in her 60s also, and she's just not even hot.
If she's in her 60s, then no. This is not the person I'm talking about.
But she's a horrible
person. The person I'm not talking about is a horrible person.
Yes.
You're talking about like a Fox News someone who works there or something.
I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
You're on fire?
You got to piss your pants.
Fire. Tim's on fire.
Sweet.
There's water over there.
Content.
Yes.
All right, somebody get a tight shot of his crotch.
I think we got to piss on him. Piss on his asshole.
Okay. Christ. Do it.
Do it now.
All right, crisis averted, Tim.
All right.
Yes.
I hope Nancy Grace never sees us. So.
Fuck her.
I'm pretty sure it is Nancy Grace, but she's not 60, right?
She's at least 60.
Like, I mean, she probably is now.
Oh.
I mean, back when she was popular, she was probably like mid-40s.
Well, I guess it's been that long since I followed the news, so.
Yeah.
Pictures of Nancy Grace, recent.
With her titties out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that her?
Yeah, of course.
Jesus.
Where?
No,
that's tomorrow.
Fuck no.
So, but it is who you were thinking of, right?
Yeah, it is.
All right. That's okay.
Holy shit. She looks like a hag.
I told you.
He is a hag.
Well, see, that just proves that what's inside you comes out of it.
There are some hot blondes on Fox News. That's all they hire.
Dude, that's all they, yeah. These
Right.
Ainsley?
No, you got to look for a Nancy.
Yeah, no, he figured it out.
Look up Nancy Pelosi, though. Would you rather fuck Nancy Grace or Nancy Pelosi?
I'd like to be in the middle of a Nancy sandwich, if you know
what I mean. He's a brunette.
Nancy Pelosi pictures, recent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
See?
It looks like she's surprised.
Oh, yeah, she's got crazy eyes. Oh, like,
it looks like she has surprise on her face.
Got a big shark mouth, and she's got, like, her eyes done.
Facelift.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, she's probably, no, right?
You're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
She's always looks. She looks like this.
I don't know if I'd let her blow me, because her mouth looks kind of scary, but...
Looks like her head would be toothy.
Yeah. Too many teeth, like...
Yeah, like Pennywise and shit.
Yeah. Like a shark with rows.
Yeah. I said shark mouth. I thought I said.
Okay. Sorry. I thought you said shart mouth.
No. Shark mouth.
Shart mouth is a lot cooler. Just let you know. All right.
Hey.
Finally got a rim shot. All right. Now we're rolling. All right. Let's get this fucking train back. And all some right, semblance.
So Halloween, Santa Claus,
no,
Easter
right.
Bunny.
I was telling an Easter story because it is going to be Easter tomorrow. So I was telling an Easter story from last week.
Last weekend, which wasn't Easter.
Got right. It. Yes. So let's. All right. All right. So we're over there, and the kid's 3 years old.
What if Nancy Pelosi backwards is.
Oh, Mark, you should do the numerology thing on Nancy Pelosi.
Like when we rewind it. And
yeah. It's 80085. No, probably not.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right.
82.
Anyway, so the kid's 3 years old. And again, to remind the audience, we're ranking the mascots of the holidays, and this is why part of the reason why the Easter Bunny.
That sounds like a Jones Jet song. Easter Bunner.
No. Ooh, Easter Bunner.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Fuck. Tomorrow. Yeah.
You'd take the Lord's name in vain quite a bit.
For being
a good Catholic boy.
Yeah, I know. Dude.
Whoever said that.
Yeah. And listen, Catholics are allowed to anyway. That's half of being. Catholics don't even have to believe in God.
Haha. Uh-huh. So, we just have to do it right before we die. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah. So he's. Yeah, of course.
Well, he's Mexican, of course he is.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. I mean, right? Yeah, he's Catholic and he votes.
He comes with a territory that the Spaniards took over.
Oh, shit. Shots fired.
Hell yeah. That is true.
You're not wrong.
At least it wasn't the white man's
fault. If you're Mexican and you
not
live...
Not this one, not that one.
If you're Mexican and you live in Ohio, you're Catholic and you vote Democrat and...
You have at least 3 children.
You have at least 3 children. Yeah.
This year.
Sorry, I should have said 2. That's all right.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we're at the Easter thing, and the kid's 3 years old, and so they tell her, and I didn't know what the fuck was going on, because I don't know, whatever, I was a little out of it. And so they start talking about, hey, we're going to go look for the bunny. Okay. And I'm like, and they keep giving me these meaningful stares. Like,
at
I'm
least they didn't say
him.
The boner.
Yeah, the Easter boner. I'm gonna find that bitch tomorrow.
Fucking A.
Fucking.
Yeah. Fucking being.
Go on. Sorry.
Anyway, so
looking for the bunny, meaningful looks.
Yes. So they're like, oh, you gotta go look for the bunny, and they keep looking at me like. Right. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, go look for the bunny.
Yeah, the bunny. Well, whatever, you know. I mean, I understood they were talking about the fucking Easter bunny, but I wasn't sure. I wasn't in on the caper. Right. I didn't know what
the fuck they were talking about.
I didn't know
traditions
what
or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't know what specific lie we were going to tell this 3-year-old. You know. We're tricking a 3-year-old. This is great. Fuck. Anyway, so apparently what it is they needed to get the 3-year-old out of the house.
So they could.
So
they up. Could.
So we could then hide the eggs and crap.
Oh, they hadn't even hid the eggs yet.
No, this is what they do.
A bunch of bullshit.
It wasn't Easter though. Fucking lazy. Why are they even doing this?
Yeah, not to mention like she. Well, it's a logistics thing, Tim. Trust me. Okay. Because had we like hid the eggs, not to mention, I'll get into that. All right, it's a whole fucking thing. So finally, I'm like, oh, they gotta go look for the bunny. But I'm like, what the fuck, like. They're gonna find the bunny. Did you hire a person to be the fucking bunny?
Just disappoint him. Like, oh, I guess we can't find him.
That's what they do, though.
That's
so the
fucked up
the whole trick. Well, no, because the whole trick.
Wait, where is this at?
Gibsonburg.
Oh, you can find a bunny out.
Oh, you can definitely find several. I'm sure.
You can find a bunny.
No,
there.
I'm saying I could sure. walk in my neighborhood and see a bunny like in 5 minutes or something.
You need a bunny? I'll have a bunny in 20 minutes.
I got a guy.
You need a bunny?
I got a bunny guy.
Call up fucking Harvey Keitel and shit.
Oh, fuck, you got a bunny.
We need a bunny.
Get your fucking bunny right now.
Do you need it alive or dead? Yeah, like, right now.
I got stew on the fucking stove right now. What you need?
Hunter Mark's still up there. I can have him open the meat market. Oh, I got plenty of bunnies.
That's true.
They have bunnies.
Yeah, man.
I did not know that.
They do.
Probably greasy. I never ate a rabbit before.
Dude, I wanted to make rabbit stew for like not Thanksgiving Eve. Raph wasn't going for it.
Yeah, he probably.
I wanted to do a rabbit special at work. Actually,
yeah.
All right.
So
they're delicious.
The whole
anyway.
The whole
children were tricked.
The child. The child. So yeah, they basically the whole point is they take him out somewhere. In this case, to the park to look for the rabbit, which doesn't exist. Right.
So they can hide the eggs.
So then they can then be disappointed, like, oh, we didn't find the rabbit. And then they come home.
Oh, he was at the house.
Oh, we just must have missed
the calls coming from inside the house.
Yeah. Kids are fucking stupid.
Well, they are fucking
stupid. Yeah. They're dumb little drunks.
Yeah.
But...
they're dumb as fuck.
Yeah. We shouldn't trick them like that, though. I don't think. I like the idea of providing some magic to life.
Right.
But at the same time. When you lie too much, it's just like you fuck people over because when you grow up, you're like, what the hell happened? I thought life was awesome. I thought it was all G.I. Joes and ice cream.
It is, right?
And it can be when you're an adult.
Yeah, until it's not, right? I mean, it's
all mean bosses and
right.
Fucking,
you know what it's like?
Spiked dildos.
Exactly. That's all I got. It's like when you got to take your dog to like put it down or whatever. I don't know if you guys ever had an experience.
Yeah, with that. I had to take Aaron to have her.
Oh shit!
Oh, you took Aaron.
Took Aaron to have her.
Oh,
cat
oh, not
put
okay.
Down.
She didn't murder
her
your
cat
wife.
That
okay.
She had 20. No, I did not murder my wife.
Vorkan did it.
No, the reason I mention it is because she'd had the cat for 21 years.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, it was an ancient cat.
Wow.
And I found it when I found, basically, it couldn't, it was dragging its hind legs around.
Yeah.
Couldn't use the back half of itself. Aww. And so I had to call her at work and say, listen, your cat's basically dying.
Right.
You have to come home. And she was just beside herself, you know, and then we had to take it to the vet. I offered to kill it myself.
I almost fucking choked.
But she didn't want me to do
that. I don't know why. That's weird.
So we
would you tell it to look at the rabbit? Vet. Look at the rabbits.
Yes. Speaking pretty much.
Take it to the park.
I was just going to break its neck.
I watched Jade Uhas break a cat's neck once. Sorry.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
No, I mean...
that was...
I just wanted it to be out of its misery, but we took it to the vet and paid $75 bucks, and they...
Right. Listen, I got a guy kill your cat for fucking 20.
Well, I might as well do it myself at that point.
He'll even bring a rabbit for it to look at while he's...
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And you can make stew out of
a shadow puppet
later.
On the wall.
Yeah.
Hey. Forever.
What's going on?
No, but my point of this was, like we were saying, we lie to children, essentially. Yes. And it's like you said, it's G.I. Joe's and bubblegum.
Right.
But so, yeah. So like if you've ever taken an animal to the vet, to kill the animal or whatever, like I've killed a couple dogs. This week.
On the way here.
No, me and my dad had to put down his ex-girlfriend's dog once. And, you know, so on the way there, you buy him a fucking cheeseburger and you're like, oh, sure. Like, normally my dad would just be beating the fuck out of this dog.
What?
Well, I mean, not, you know.
That's how we used
to. Before they were sick.
Oh, yeah.
Dogs and babies.
Okay.
Yeah, no, my dad was like, I think I can take him now. He's really
fighting for the cheeseburger.
Yeah. He was just talking.
I finally got the upper edge. I have the high ground now. You fucking.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, tomorrow.
I know, sorry. He's fucking. He's anyway. No. Like, normally, throughout the course of that dog's life, my dad hated the fucking dog. You know what I mean?
But he still showed it some.
On the way to.
He bought a cheeseburger for.
Right. On the way there.
Now I feel bad I didn't buy none of my cats a cheeseburger.
See?
Or a fish sandwich or whatever the fuck cats would eat.
Right. Some tuna.
Yeah. They probably eat either.
Like tuna.
Yeah. At any rate, so, you know, it's like, oh, everything's fine. Look, check it out. You get a cheeseburger and we're, you know, you're not beating the dog. You're not yelling at it. It knows something's up.
It knows it's going to the vet and shit. It's like,
what the fuck?
Yeah. It's waiting
these
for
people
the,
are being way too nice.
Waiting for the other shoe to drop, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Man, I know how that dog feels.
So we do the same shit. Feels. I'm just saying we do the same shit. We do. Like, we're like, hey, look, G.I. Joe's and bubblegum and fucking blowjobs and what, you know, rap music.
The 3-year-old's like, yay, blowjobs.
And then it's like you're 18 and it's like, get the fuck out of here. Fucking bleh, work.
Work and suffer, bastard.
And then if they complain, but what about the what the fuck?
I've been doing this my whole life. Yeah. You got to do it now too.
Grow up and then have a kid and do the same shit to them.
Right. Yeah, pretty much.
It's like, oh, okay. That's
vicious cycles or vicious cycles.
Wow. See, we always do like gifts from mom and dad and Santa Claus or whatever. Yeah. And then if you stop believing in Santa Claus, cool. You don't get gifts from him no more. Just get them from mom and dad.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But
it's still a lie, but.
I actually kind of have a problem.
Like, you could get double gifts if you act like you believe in Santa Claus still.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that's an old trick, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't talk too much about it.
You guys used to. go find your gifts beforehand and know what you were getting.
Oh yeah, we would. That's how we found my parents' gun. Yeah.
And your mom's dildo.
No, you're not wrong. And my pederast fucking stepdad's
butt plug.
No, his gay pornography. Yeah, that was great.
It was under Jason's bed, though.
I mean, that was, you know, if I were to rank Christmases, that's probably one of the most magical Christmases. Hey, what are you going to do, you know?
I think part of it with the children thing is just the vicariousness. Yeah. Yeah. And then basically
we can
get closer to back to what life should have been before the shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So Mark is saying that the reason we may do these types of things to the kids is because we are vicariously reliving our own youth through them and becoming closer to what the meaning of life is all about or something along those lines. I think that's what he said.
And that is, like, the only reason I do Santa Claus and stuff is for the kids. It's not, like, for the lie or for, like, I really think they're going to believe it for a long time.
Right.
It's fun playing Santa Claus, dude. Have, like, a kid and stuff. It's fun, like,
no, you're
sneaking
right.
around and doing all that little shit and trying to pull one over on them. And I guess that is the lie part, but
yeah, I mean, and I can't deny the joy that this child experienced was pretty great, and yeah. it felt great to watch her, you know. Discover the eggs.
Children are dumb, like you said.
Children are fucking stupid. This is how stupid, by the way. So I was kind of getting into it, like, oh shit, I get to hide eggs. I don't never had hidden eggs before. You know, I've always been the one trying to find the fucking things. So, and I still am. And so I'm like coming up with these great fucking like evil genius hiding.
You can't
spots.
Do that to and, a fucking 3 year
no.
old.
So yeah, so that's what they told me. Yeah, I know. They
you gotta put it
shit.
Like not under the pillow, just right in front of it with some of the color peeking out.
They're
fucking stupid.
Yeah, especially when they're that young, they're dumb yeah. as fuck. And so I'm trying to find, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm going to hide it up here in the east trough. But, you know, and they're like, looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing? She's three. I'm like, oh, Jesus. All right. So I tried to come up with other ones and they just, but they were just like, no, no. Oh, my God. Like I put it in the bird bath. She's not as tall as the bird bath. Well, that's not my fucking problem. Right.
Make her fucking work for that shit.
Then it's like, yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, oh, you're just fucking throw candy at her then.
Well, that's essentially
that'd
what
be
they
more
did.
Fun. Just throwing candy at a kid, like whipping it as hard as he could at their face.
Jolly Ranchers, holy shit! Oh,
Mark said Jolly Ranchers because they're really hard. That's a good idea.
Unwrap them first.
Oh yeah, they stick
lick them so they stick.
Make a game out of it. I'd love to. Yeah, that'd be fun. That would have been a lot more fun than this, I guess, in a way, for us, anyway. But yeah. So Mark put weed inside of it. Mark says we should do it.
Actually, we do one. The mother-in-law's where there's like one big golden egg, and like money and candy.
Right.
They come out with like at least 10 bucks a kid, and there's like 50 or 5 kids or something, 6.
How much money is in this fucking egg?
They get like, by the time they get all their eggs and stuff, they got like a bunch of candy and a bunch of money. 10 bucks a piece.
All right. Mr. Getting, I'm getting my son a fucking Mercedes for Easter.
I did not say that.
And we put $100 bills in our eggs. Jesus Christ.
No, my dad used to put $100 bills in eggs. He still owes me $100 for fucking egg, actually. Oh, I'm about to call his ass out tomorrow. It took me... No one found that egg. He gave us a clue. He said, it's above your head, and it's where my mind always is. And I was like, it's in the fucking gutter. So I fucking went up in the gutter and found that shit. And I was like, where's my $100? And he still never gave me the $100.
He'll do it. He would do it, I bet. He'll give you $100 now. Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. He already gave you an ounce of weed. And, you know, what it is what it is.
But he shorted me on a car. I'm supposed to have the Impala also.
Oh, yeah, huh?
That was supposed to be mine.
Right.
But yeah, he used to put like fives, tens, twenties, fucking.
Right.
He used to bank on Easter, dude.
Right. Not to say nothing of the father's
love. But he would hide them hard.
That he held back from you.
He would hide them hard like that. Like he'd had to fucking be digging and shit and doing crazy stuff.
Yeah. Well, that.
Well, we were like teenagers. So.
Oh, well. See, now that.
Or.
Yeah.
You know, late.
I mean, what's the worst that can happen if they don't find the fucking egg anyway?
You don't have to pay out.
Right. That, number one. And two, you're outside. It's not as if, you know, yeah, they'll go rotten. Or actually, a fucking squirrel probably think it's the best they ever had.
Find
a
Snickers
had.
And...
Yeah. Like $100 bills.
No, he'd fucking hollow out a fucking real eggshell, Tim.
Rotting, why would plastic egg rot? So I was asking a
question. It was. He was meticulous. This man, his dedication. Oh shit!
I love you.
Now too. We had real eggs, so we were hiding. So they weren't plastic.
To be continued. Please send in your ideas and butthole pictures.